Let's do this now, shall we? We've got an update on Jerome Wilson, the Sheffield boxer. He was knocked out in the ring a week last Friday. He was carried from the ring on a stretcher and then went on to have what was described as life-saving brain operations. Here with the latest on how he's doing is his trainer and promoter, Dave Colwell. Dave, morning.
Good morning, mate. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How's Jerome? We understand that he's out of his coma.
Yeah, do you know, it's fantastic. The last 3-4 days now, he's made unbelievable progress. He is out of his coma. He's and yesterday he's now taken off the critical list and he's described as high dependency. He's still got a lot of, you know, it's all about rehab. I mean, he's blind. He can't quite move. He's trying to move. He's trying to speak, but things are coming bit by bit each day. I mean, you know, now he's starting to be able to squeeze people's hands and stuff. So each day he seems to be getting stronger. So, you know, and he's aware of what people are saying to him.
Dave, it's Rob Staton here. Dave, you've had an awful lot of support, haven't you, from the boxing fraternity over the last week or so?
Oh, it has been absolutely unbelievable. It's been overwhelming. Everybody, you know, fans, boxing personalities, you know, and then people outside the sport, you know, footballers and people. Everybody's been helping to try and to try and raise money for his, because his rehab's going to be unbelievable. It's going to be a long, long road, you know. And people have been helping with donations and spreading awareness and just sending best wishes. Really, it's been phenomenal.
Now there's a new way for people to raise funds for Jerome, aren't there, Dave?
Yeah, we've set up a fund with his mum. It's the Jerome Wilson Rehabilitation Fund, and that's it's a broker's account where he's not going to get taxed on the money that goes in. It's, you know, it's all a proper account for it. So yeah, so we've set that up. And you know, people, if they want to send checks in, which they are doing, you know, it's the Jerome Wilson Rehabilitation Fund. We've been posting the account actual details and stuff like that. Bob has said that we're fine to do that. So that's the way that we're moving forward now with this.
And Dave, as part of the fundraising, there is going to be this fight now between Tommy Coyle, isn't there, and Curtis Woodhouse. Have you got Curtis in the gym yet? Have you been working with him?
In between his burgers, yeah, he's been in the gym with Ryan. It's a great gesture by them both. You know, Tommy's got a big fight coming up. He's very, very close. I think it's only a couple of weeks, away. And Curtis just hasn't trained at all. He's retired. You know, he's not done anything. But you know, they were kicking around some ideas what he can do to help raise some money. And they thought, what better way than getting a ring with Tommy Coyle? Everybody would want to see it. And it's really taken off. You know, everybody's been on it. And I think we're going to get, you know, we're going to get a lot of people in there. I think it's a tenner a pop for adults and a fiver for kids. And it's a whole city. I think it's a guild hall in Hull. And you know, the response being brilliant. It has been brilliant.
And then after that, if there's still time, Dave, what we'll do is we can get Curtis in the ring with our very own Paul Walker.
That'd be great. I think that'll raise a few quid, right?
That'd go down a treat, that was. I'd put my hand in my pocket for that one. Dave, give him our best, won't you? Thanks very much indeed. That's Dave Colwell there. Bring us up to speed with what's happening with Jerome Wilson. Thanks very much indeed, Rob.